It's time for the Rich Paul Show on WJR. You know, planning for retirement and your financial future can be a challenge, but you can make the process easier. That's why Rich Paul and Steve Paul are here. They're certified financial planners with a more than 30-year track record of success. They've been featured in Money Magazine, Kiplinger, Newsmax, and TheStreet.com. Rich is the author of The Baby Boomers Retirement Survival Guide, a bestseller on Amazon. And remember their most recent bestseller, The Auto Worker's Guide to Lump Sum Pensions. So get ready. After this quick commercial, the show will begin. This is The Rich Paul Show.
Hey everybody, welcome into this week's edition of The Rich Paul Show. Thanks for tuning into the program as we talk investing, finance, and retirement here on this Memorial Day weekend. Got a good show lined up for you. So if you're out and about grabbing some last minute items for whatever you might be doing and you're checking out the show, take those 30 seconds, make the phone call, let the team know you'd like to get started. Don't worry about this weekend and getting scheduled and all that stuff. Just let them know you want some help. They'll reach back out and get you set for a time that works well for you at 248-305-9911. No cost or obligation for your own complete planning review. 248-305-9911. Guys, what's going on? Happy Memorial Day weekend to you.
Oh, yeah, no question. It's good to see it's here. The good weather is here. It looks like it's going to be excellent temperatures, sunshine, hopefully throughout the entire weekend.
And right.
That's what it's looking like at this point.
Well, it's Michigan. It can change, but yeah.
Oh, no. We won't change that one. We're going to hang on to that.
Going to hang on to it. That's right. Yeah. Steve, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. You know, just spending some quality time with the family. I'm actually off the grid right now. Turned the phone off for 3 days. Not checking anything, just hanging out with the family. It's actually kind of tough. I've reached for it a couple of times. It's like, it's weird, but my wife challenged me.
Yeah. It is an addiction. Yeah, it very much is. That's very true. Well, we won't beat it up too much. We'll just get into some good things this week. We're going to talk about filling in the blanks a little bit later on. We'll take some email questions. As a matter of fact, we're going to open with an email question as well, not just later on in the show. But, there's lots of stuff going on, obviously, guys, each and every week. And to your point, it's the holiday weekend. Hopefully, everybody gets a chance to decompress and have some downtime and enjoy things as we're starting to open back up. But we did get an email question from Sally, and she was asking about stocks versus ETFs. So you guys want to tackle that for her?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's start out with just what is an ETF? You know, and it's a basket full of stocks that generally – tracks the index, and like the S&P 500, by the way, which represents about 80% of the U.S. stock market by market cap.
Wow.
And it actually trades like a stock as well, so it's really nice. But you know, a lot of people try to lean towards stocks because they like the better returns. A lot of the ETFs, they're not going to have the same returns as maybe some individual tech stocks. So you go into those forums. I mean, if you're in, you know, Reddit or StockTwits or Stockhouse or the Yahoo message boards, they're going to kind of rag on ETFs a little bit and talk more about kind of these riskier stocks. A lot of those investors are in their 20s, 30s. I mean, they're just looking to hit it big with maybe some penny stocks or some very high-risk positions. So you don't want to go off of that. So ETFs get kind of a bad rap in those forums. They give you that strong, broad diversification. I look at them as core pieces in the portfolio. You want to own them. But in addition to ETFs, you can still own some good quality individual positions. There's nothing wrong with that.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, the stock market's averaged, long-term in that 9% range, 9 to 10 potentially. So once you feel like you've graduated past, say, hey, look, I'd like to earn more, well, then you start trying to select specific companies. It gets a lot dicier, you know. Then it comes down to your time horizon and your tolerance for risk. You know, how much volatility can you actually handle? I know you were talking about that last week, Steve, about the market volatility with the markets themselves, and then crypto, and how volatile those are. But they seem to be trending back up again. But again, that's a lot of volatility to handle. So you got to be ready for when you're buying individual companies. It's a lot trickier because you don't have that basket full of stocks. You may have 200 stocks in one industry. Now you have maybe one or two. You're cherry picking to say, hey, this is the horse I'm gonna take to the finish line. Well, hopefully.
Yeah, and like you said, it all comes down to time horizon. I know we have, you know, really the same outlook, a lot of the same views when it comes to the stock market right now in the crypto space and fixed income, but our portfolios look a lot different. I mean, you're looking at possibly retirement within the next 5 years or so. I'm looking at another 30 years until retirement. So I'm taking a heck of a lot of risk. I know you look at my portfolio once in a while and you go, what are you owning? What is this? What are you thinking here?
Right, right. Yeah. Yeah, you're way out there sometimes. And well, again, the time horizon is different. You're younger. And I always say, look, if you don't have at least 5 years that you're going to be invested, then pull that money out and put it in cash if you need to. But you're just playing a real dicey game at that point because you have no recovery time. And so we prefer 10 to 15 years. 20 is even better. It should be that long-term mindset that you're investing in. And even with these company-specific stocks, but then you have to know what your investment goals are as well, because there's a time that, you know, maybe, you know, there's something that material, you know, management's changed, a material change has taken place, and it's like, okay, maybe it's time for me to let go of that stock. And so you can be guilty of hanging on something too long. So I don't mean that. You still have to manage the account. But again, you have to look out over a long-term time period, because you're going to go through some ups and downs. You need time to have that recovery take place.
That's why the advisor that you're meeting with should really be sitting down, getting to know you for the first meeting. You know, what's the time horizon? What's the risk tolerance? How much income do we need to generate? Are there going to be any inflows in the future? Any major outflows? You're going to go on vacations. You have to know all the different variables, everything that you could encounter in retirement. And then you start working on building a plan using the necessary tools. I have clients that are all stocks, all individual stocks. I have clients that are majority ETFs, maybe some fixed income, maybe an annuity mixed in there. Everyone is different. And before you can recommend the proper blend for a specific client, you need to know the goals and the risk tolerance.
Yep, no question. And so, you know, it comes down to like just knowing your investment style. Are you talked about value last week, mm-hmm. and dividends. Are you a value investor? You know, are the stocks you're buying undervalued versus a growth investor? Are you looking for something that has some upside potential, some real growth potential? And what kind of a blend do you want between those two stocks? So there's just a combination of things here that you can look at doing. And ETFs can be very helpful in helping round that portfolio out and bring down that risk.
All right. Well, there you go. So hopefully that helps a little bit with the email question. Thank you so much for listening to the show. And of course, a lot of people have a lot of questions when it comes to getting ready for retirement. And certainly that's some of the things we try to tackle anyway, each and every week here on the program. So if you got questions or concerns, get on the calendar, come in for that complimentary review, 248-305-9911. I know, as I said earlier, it's the holiday weekend, but that's okay. Go ahead and take the time to just call and let them know you want some help by calling or texting 248-305-9911. Then someone from the team will get back with you at the first of the week. They'll schedule a time that works well for you to come in and sit down and get your own complete planning review. So don't let the holiday stop you. Don't let it procrastinate you, because we always do those kinds of things. We find reasons to justify. So get started today with your own complete planning review. No cost or obligation with the team at RW Paul & Associates, serving you here in the Michigan area from their office in Novi, Troy, and Ann Arbor. 248-305-9911. Call or text. We'll be back with more after this. Are you retiring from a large company offering a lump sum pension buyout? Well, the new book, Pension Versus Lump Sum, Five Crucial Questions Retirees Must Answer Before Making This Decision, is available from Rich and Steve Paul. You can find it on Amazon, or you can just reach out to us here on the radio program and get started today. This easy-to-read guide will help you in your decision of taking the lump sum pension versus the lifetime pension payments. Beyond that, there are other major decisions you face in retirement that this book will also introduce you to. So reach out and get your copy of Pension Versus Lump Sum, Five Crucial Questions Retirees Must Answer Before Making This Decision, available on Amazon or right here on The Rich Paul Show.
Here's a question for you. Would you trust someone with your money that you've never met before? Well, of course not. And you don't have to do that, because Rich Paul and his team offer a free Getting Acquainted meeting where you can learn if his group is the right fit for you and your retirement. So give Rich a call at 248-305-9911 and start talking to an advisor you can trust with your future. Call 248-305-9911. Come meet us and get to know us today. 248-305-9911.
Back here for more of The Rich Paul Show with Steve and Rich Paul, certified financial planners here in the Michigan area at R.W. Paul & Associates. You can find them online at rwpaul.com. That's rwpaul.com. Or just call them at 248-305-9911. Call or text for your complete planning review. Complimentary with the team. 248-305-9911. No cost or obligation. We're going to talk about Dave Ramsey a little bit. Now, we do a show. We talk about financial and retirement conversations, but we also are offering folks that chance to review it specifically about their unique situation. Now, Dave's got a huge empire, doles out a lot of advice and information across a, you know, just a massive mouthpiece, if you will, for these kinds of things. And he's got some, you know, good ideas. Some people agree with him, some people don't. So basically, I'm just going to give you some of his main, I guess, pillars, his main tenets, if you will, and just let us know if you agree or disagree, or if you find it more complicated sometimes than what Dave talks about. And I just got a couple here, so we'll keep this kind of short and sweet, have a little good conversation about this. But I think it's interesting to note that some of these larger mouthpieces, Rich, like Dave or Susie or the guy that smashes coffee cups, what's that guy's name, Kramer or whatever, right? They typically, Kramer, they're not meeting with people. Jimmy. So, yeah, so when they're talking with this stuff, it's very, very generalized. So you really, again, that's why I always say on every show we do, make sure that if you hear something useful or you find interesting on any program, not just ours, that you always sit down with a qualified professional to see how it's going to affect you specifically. So with that said, let's jump in. Debt, you know, credit cards. Dave is like totally against credit cards. He says, cut them up, burn them, throw them away. Never, ever use them. Never touch them. What do you think?
Who does that, though? I mean, I put everything.
It's hard in the modern world. It really is.
Yeah. You know, I agree. In some way, I do agree with him, because what he's saying is if your spending's out of control, if you can't control that, it's an easy way to put yourself on a budget.
If you don't know yourself,
a specific amount of cash.
Right. If you can't control yourself, then absolutely.
But I mean, I love having my credit card. It makes tracking my expenses so easy. Not only my expenses, because I know they're pretty much set, but tracking my wife's expenses drives her crazy. But I'm able to do it on a month-to-month basis.
Right.
You know, cash, it's kind of all over the place. You're withdrawing from that. It just, to me, it just doesn't seem plausible. But I get where he's coming from with this statement.
Well, okay. I'd miss all the points that I get, you know, so you get these points.
There you go, that too.
And they really add up, you know, 1-2%. And the key is, and you're right, it tracks your expenses. So it's nice to be able to look down and say, geez, gosh, I can't believe we spend that much money. But we do. And then you look at it and go, well, now you got to pay the balance off, though. I mean, if you're going to carry that and then get stuck with these usury rates of credit card interest.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're talking, what, 17, 18%?
It's up like 28, 29 in a lot of places now, yeah.
Yeah. That's not, now you're if you can't afford to pay the balance off on a monthly basis, then you can't afford it. It's really that simple. You know, it's not any more complicated than that. So
well,
it should
true.
Just be a handy tool to be able to use to go out and make your purchases without carrying a lot of cash around.
Well, you
who
know,
carries a lot of cash around?
Well,
in fact, nobody does.
If you get a credit card, don't set a crazy limit.
Yeah. That's a fair
point. You can control your limit on there, too. You don't have to put a $20,000 limit on your card.
Just because they're offering it, right? They want you to take
exactly.
it in places
right.
sometimes, right? So you're more apt to maybe slip up and do
that.
Well,
they're more efficient, too. Have you ever been waiting in line and then the person comes out and have to dig cash and coins out of their pocket or they have like a 50, then the person's got to count all the change back. It's like, you know, you get two or three of those in line, you're like, what the heck?
Well,
you know, you're almost like perturbed because like credit card, two seconds, you're done. Yep, you're good. See you, bye.
Don't worry. In 2 years, we're all going to be paying out of our crypto wallets and driving around.
You know, I was
going to
say. Think about what happened through.
We're going. Yeah.
Think about what happened through 2020 whenever I was going to, like, if you go to Lowe's or a lot of places, they were actually saying, hey, we can't take cash because we don't have any change. Right. There was this big change shortage going on all through, you know, a lot of summer 2020. And so started the conversation about a cashless society, you know, just kind of really. And so that kind of goes directly against the whole concept. So I think really, yeah, Steve, I'm with you. If you don't know how to control yourself or, you know, you could easily have a problem with credit cards, then be smart. Now, Dave's audience also tends to be families and younger folks that are looking at ways to get out of debt. Whereas we're talking to retirees, pre-retirees, so on and so forth. So it's a little bit maybe different, too, as far as how you know yourself and things of that nature. But moving along with the Dave conversation, talks about whole life insurance as well. He says whole life insurance is a ripoff. You should have term insurance or just be at the point where you have no insurance at all.
I don't know. Life insurance, if you're financing something, well, first of all, let's talk about the two insurances. Term insurance is for a specific period of time. You know, if you're putting your kids through college, if something happens to you, you want to make sure that the college is funded. So maybe you take out a 15 or 20 year term to cover that time period. But let's say you're financing or helping to the kids to pay estate taxes, and you want this to be permanent. Well, you can't use term insurance because at some point they're going to price you out of it, and you can't renew after a certain point in time. And so then you would have permanent insurance, which evokes cash value. And that could be whole life or some variation of whole life. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. So sometimes Dave makes a blanket statement that he needs to qualify a little bit. So yeah, it's a ripoff if you're buying it for the wrong reason. And if you only need it for 10 or 15 years and you're putting cash value in there, then you know you have to ask yourself, well, why are you doing that when you could buy term a lot cheaper? So it all depends, I guess.
I mean, I'm not a big fan of whole life either. I like index universal life. And I like term. I have both of them, to be honest. Term's great for a family, younger family on a budget that just needs that death benefit, that wants that security. If you pass away, you know you leave your family in a position where they're going to be okay. You look at an investment like index universal life. It all depends on situation. Mm-hmm. Where's the income at? Are you phased out of a Roth? Is everything going into 401ks, 403bs, pre-tax buckets? Do you want to build up a tax-free bucket in the portfolio that's going to generate tax-free income to pair with your pre-tax income in retirement? There's some things that you can do with these other policies, these permanent policies. Build up tax-free income, add an accelerated death benefit for long-term care purposes. There are reasons to look at these vehicles.
Absolutely. They can be very instrumental in accessing tax-free benefits. So look, if you're out there and you're wondering about, hey, what I should do in this area, you'd like to get a second opinion, it's real simple. Give us a call at 248-305-9911. Happy to sit down with you and go through that. Or you just want to do the complete planning review that Mark mentioned earlier in the show. That's something we can help you with as well.
Yeah, I mean, again, folks, you know, whether you're listening to us or a big show like Dave's or Susie or whatever the case might be, you always want to check about how that advice might trickle down to your specific situation. And everybody is a bit different. Yeah, there's these universal kind of things that affect us all when we're talking about getting out of debt and getting closer to retirement and things of that nature. But when you get really close to retirement, 50 plus, it really starts to change. There's a lot of facets that get adjusted there. So that's part of the complete planning review. They really go through the A to Z, the nuts to bolts, all that kind of good stuff. So reach out to them and have a conversation. There's no cost or obligation to get started with Rich and the team. We got much more to come today on the program, so stick around. 248-305-9911 is how you get started. You can call or text that number. They'll get you on the calendar. Don't worry about having all your information ready. All you got to do is make the call and say, yeah, I need a little help. And their team will do a great job of getting you booked for a time that works well for you and also helping you pull all those things together. They've got a great little packet to send out to you to help you kind of grab that information. So 248-305-9911. No cost or obligation. 248-305-9911. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm a cleverly devised personification of Wall Street. I'm one wild roller coaster ride away from wreaking havoc on your investments. And I love to mess with your emotions. If you're not properly diversified, you can bet I'll keep you up all night. Don't wait for turmoil to hit.
Get a complimentary review with Rich Paul at 248-305-9911. 248-305-9911. Keep listening to The Rich Paul Show. We'll show you how to be rich, financially, of course.
Back here for the third quarter of The Rich Paul Show with Steve and Rich Paul, certified financial planners at RW Paul and Associates. Find them online at rwpaul.com. That's their main website at rwpaul.com. A lot of good tools, tips, and resources. You can contact them, get yourself scheduled, all that good kind of stuff through the website, or just call or text 248-305-9911 for your own complete planning review with the team. Again, 248-305-9911. Call or text that number today. All right, guys, so let's play a little game here this go-around called Fill in the Blank. I'm going to give you a sentence that's somewhat financially related, and you guys just can fill in the blank however you want. It can be a single word, an entire thought, a stream of consciousness, whatever you feel like doing. And we're going to start with a positive note here before we get into some of the other little pieces that sometimes comes with this territory. Guys, what's the most gratifying part of your job, what you do every day?
You know, I think that the most gratifying part of this job is when we just get that thank you. You know, the thank you card, the I've gotten a few postcards of vacations that I've helped clients build into a plan. You know, it's just always nice when you get something like that. And that's actually why I got into the business. In the back end of college, I remember, you know, shadowing my dad over here. And he left the room and the client said to me, you know, I don't know what I would have done without your dad and the plan that we built. You know, so it's like, wow, you affected his life in that
kind of
way.
That's cool, yeah.
It's like, yeah, I think this might be for me.
Yeah, it's kind of a neat thing where you can actually help solidify all the work somebody has done for a 30, 35, 40-year career, and knowing that, especially if they've done all the prerequisite savings and they've contributed, and to see it all pay off and help them put it all together and say, hey, you're going to be able to make it through the next 35 or 40 years because you're going to be able to, you know, when you leave that paycheck, you're going to be able to now create and replace that paycheck with your pension, your Social Securities, your savings, and creating that income plan and that paycheck for them, you know, where they're free of having to worry about what the market's doing on a day-by-day basis. They're not dependent on, you know, hey, what the market do today? Are we going to live good this month?
You know? I call that the sigh of retirement relief. When they see the numbers and it's like, you know what, I can do this. I can retire with confidence.
Yep, absolutely. That's the name of the game. And I would say, yeah, that's the biggest, I think, reward that we have, because what we essentially try to do is put people in a position of not making that, what I call that really big mistake. They're overexposed to crypto or they got 97% of their money in growth type investments, or they're just not set up for the portfolio to actually deliver a paycheck to them on a systematic basis, or just how to take a paycheck and where to draw from. And again, it gets back to creating a plan that will work for them throughout their retirement.
Absolutely. I mean, and you're dealing with, you know, obviously people's forever money, so it's very important. So it's something you got to take seriously. So very cool to hear that, you know, some of those parts that you really just enjoy doing and that you take it very to heart. All right, so let's continue to play along with this. So fill in the blank, guys. The stock market has the ability to blank.
Surprise you.
Okay. I was going to say Tums, but yeah, okay.
look at 2018. That was a pretty wild year. We finished down. And then going into 2019, a lot of people were saying that we're going into a full-blown recession. I mean, there's a lot of very intelligent investors saying we're going into a recession. It is happening. This is the beginning. And then 2019, we just had an incredible year. I mean, just one of the smoothest years I can remember. And then going into 2020, a lot of those same people were saying, this bull run's going to continue. It's not slowing down. It's not cooling off. What happened in 2020? We all remember the beginning of 2020. We finished the year up. It was a strong year. But anyone who had 100% of their portfolio in equities in March, I can guarantee you, was freaking out and probably moving a big portion to cash and locking in those losses. So it just gives you an idea that even some of the smartest people in this industry are going to get it wrong. Nobody's right 100% of the time. And that's why we talk on this show so much about just having that proper allocation. It's so important.
It is. I just go back to the, you know, the end of the 90s and, you know, the dot-com era where everybody was just killing it and piling in probably right at the last moment going into early 2000. Only to get wrapped on the knuckles where they ended up losing because they were NASDAQ heavy in a lot of cases like today. And, well, what happened? Well, you know, they lost 80% of your account and you were 15 years digging out of that hole to grow that account back. And so the market can surprise you in a good way as well. I mean, hopefully, you know, if you're holding on to 100,000 shares or of GameStop, you're a pretty happy guy right now, or even 10,000 shares. But I call that speculating. And don't get caught up into that because the market will surprise you. And a lot of hedge fund managers are out there right now pretty darn surprised. It's like, well, wait a second here. We shorted that position and we just lost $15 billion. And so yeah, the stock market is a place to allocate to protect against inflation. And once you get much beyond that, then you very well might get surprised in a good way or a bad way.
I asked that question to another advisor earlier in the week, and the response I got was create or destroy. And I thought that was a pretty good answer as well. The stock market has the ability to create or destroy. So it's all about having that proper allocation, as Steve alluded to, as we talk about here often on the show when it comes to the market. All right, how about this one, fellas? You should run the other way if an advisor tells you blank.
Okay. Well, we just had somebody not too long ago and had everything, and believe me, it's all about balance here, but had everything into annuities. And it's just like medicine. I related to that. You know, you don't take penicillin for a migraine. And annuity has its place in the way it can give you some guaranteed income. That's very nice. But there are some restrictions and there are some drawbacks in terms of liquidity and things like that. And this person had very little liquidity. So we had to begin to reconstruct that portfolio to put it back in balance, because maybe in their case, a 20 to 25% position in an annuity would have been just fine. And so, yeah, absolutely. You really have to sit down and say, hey, how do we need to construct this portfolio?
Yeah, everyone's financial house is different. I mean, if an advisor is telling you, hey, I want to put everything into equities, I want to put everything into bonds, I want to put everything into annuities, too much of anything is bad. And that applies to the financial world as well. These are all tools, and everyone is different. We have some clients here that don't have an annuity. They're all managed, and more of their money is in equities because they can go after that type of risk. They want to go after growth. They're okay with taking that type of risk because you look at their portfolio and they have a pension and a couple social security checks that cover their expenses. So they're not as concerned about that volatility. Their accounts go down. They have stable money coming in. We have some people that say, you know what, I want an annuity, a pension built into my portfolio that is consistent, that I compare with Social Security. And then outside of that, once I know my income's covered, then I'm okay with taking a little bit more risk. I'll go after some more growth in my growth bucket, but if that falls, again, I know my income's covered. Everyone is different. So you just need to make sure that you're using the tools in the right way.
Yeah, because if you look back, you know, 20 plus years ago, you got a pension from your corporation. Those are mostly gone now. Mostly it's all 401k money. But you've got this pension, which is nothing more than an annuity. It's a guaranteed payment for the rest of your life. Some with COLA, some with not. Most of them didn't have cost of living increases. And so all we're saying today is when we look at your essential expenses and you've got your Social Security, and if you've got a pension and you're $1,000 short, maybe $1,500 short of covering those essential expenses, the things that have to be paid, then maybe, you know, having an annuity to fill that spot to say, hey, let's get the income coming in on a guaranteed basis. So on a guaranteed basis now, we have all our expenses covered free of market risk, market volatility, free of interest rate risk, all of those things. Yeah, that's covered. Again, as you said, Steve, it comes back to what do you have currently? And because maybe you have enough coming in the way of a pension and Social Security that covers your essential expenses, hey, we can talk about everything being in the stock market. Not a problem.
It all
depends.
That's why we always say your goals change. Income before growth now. And what we mean by that is when we sit down and we have our meetings, we got to identify what is the income? What's the income that you need? We got to tie in inflation. Here's what we've got to hit. We've got to solve that simple algebra problem. What's the shortfall? Let's look at your guaranteed income. What's the shortfall? How do we hit it? Is it an annuity? Is it a laddered bond strategy? Is it some value-driven equities with strong dividends attached to them? How are we hitting that income target? Then beyond that, we can go after growth. And I tell all clients, I don't care how we hit the income goal. If you don't like annuities, if you had a bad experience, then let's not use one. Let's build in a laddered bond strategy. Let's generate income in a different way. But before you make that final decision, hey, I want this or I want this, or you should understand how everything works. Have a plan built several different ways. Okay, this is what it looks like with a laddered bond strategy. This is what it looks like with the best available fixed index annuities right now. This is what it looks like if I lean more heavily on growth and I go more value-driven equities. Just have an idea of what it looks like at varying risk levels.
Well, I think, and I'll just finish up with this on this spot here, is that you need to talk to first somebody that's fully licensed, preferably a certified financial planner. You know they have some requisite training involved, because what happens when you talk to just the insurance guy, well, there's just a natural bias that, you know, it's going to be you're going to end up with probably more in the way of insurance products than maybe you need. And then you talk to the brokerage guy, and then you're going to end up with maybe more risk positions than you need without any guaranteed income coming in. There's no balance there. So start with working with a fiduciary, somebody that looks out for your best interest, that's fully licensed. And it doesn't hurt to be sitting down with, I'm not saying they're not qualified if they're not a certified financial advisor, but at least you know they've gone through a certain amount of training actually an extensive amount of training to earn that designation and to help you pick and build the right type of plan, pick the investments and build the right type of financial plan.
Well, it also gives you more, you know, basically vehicles at your discretion as well. So you've got a bigger gamut of things to look through when you're talking about the complete licenses and sort of, yeah, as a certified financial planner. So
they should have all the arrows in the quiver.
There you
Otherwise,
go.
I would want to move on to the next advisor, because otherwise they're not going to be able to. It's like a carpenter showing up and doesn't have all the tools to build the house with. It's like, well, then you got to improvise. And once you start improvising, what are you doing? You're compromising the financial plan. That's not the position you want to be in.
All right, guys. So continuing on with fill in the blank here. Number four, you wish more people understood that blank.
That there isn't one magic investment out there that does everything.
No magic wand.
I'm going to pick on annuities again, because we just talked about that. But their pitch sometimes is like just the greatest thing. It does everything. It does everything. I look at fixed index annuities as pretty much a bond alternative. It's a bond alternative. Maybe go after a little bit more growth, but they're there to generate safe income in down or sideways markets. Look at the last 2 years, 2018 and 2019. Even going into 2020. 2018, all my clients were saying, you know what? I'm glad we have these conservative pieces built into the portfolio. It's been a choppy year. It's been a bit of a headache, but we're generating safe income. Then 2019, they're going to still like the conservative pieces they grew, but I really like these growth pieces over here. We've had a phenomenal year. And then 2020 was kind of a split. It was like, really hate these growth pieces in the first half of the year. Then the second half, well, I really love these growth pieces again. So it's just about having that healthy balance, knowing how you're going to move through whatever type of year we could see. Because going back to the first thing we talked about in this segment, the stock market has the ability to surprise you.
Now, there's a lot to be said for that, that's for sure. And so I think understanding the products and the different things that you're interested in general is a good idea. And we often talk about on the show, you know, you don't have to understand the nuts and bolts, you know, the complete mechanics of how the car works. But most of us know how a car generally works. We put gas in it, how to drive it, so on and so forth. But we don't have to know how to take the engine apart and put it back together. So, again, understanding how your products work and how they're going to benefit you is really key. And so that's a great way to fill in that blank. One final one, guys, here before we take a break. When somebody comes in to visit with you for the first time, either one of you guys want to answer this, feel free. They're most likely to be worried about blank.
I would say the biggest concern, if I were to rank them, is running out of money. I think that's the thing, because people, number one, they don't know how long they're actually really going to live. Everybody has an idea, and I always say add 5 years to the number that you think you're going to live to, because that's the average shortfall. People guess wrong by about 5 years. And so, but then that gets back to really creating a plan and making sure that, you know, you put yourself in a position to get through that retirement on a very comprehensive and safe basis, where you know you can get a paycheck throughout your entire retirement. But it starts with taking inventory, getting a plan. And what I suggest is that you talk to a couple good, two or three good qualified advisors, and we'd be happy to sit down with you, do the complete planning review, and see where you're at. It costs you nothing to come in to sit down and visit with one of our certified financial planners, and you end up with we'll give you the book on the Baby Boomers Retirement Survival Guide, also our two pension books that we have, talking about the lump sum distribution decision. You know, when do you take the lump sum? Do you take the pension? You know, these are some pretty tough questions to answer. So we're going to educate you in a big way on how to go about doing that. If you want to take advantage of that, all you have to do is pick up the phone, give us a call at 248-305-9911.
All right, great offer, folks. Get on the calendar today. Do yourself and your retirement a favor. Have that conversation. There's no cost or obligation to do so, so why not? 248-305-9911. Call or text that number to get started. Just reach out. Don't worry about having your calendar and all the information that you might need in front of you. Just make the call and let them know you want some help. You want that complete planning review, and then they'll help you get scheduled with a time that works well for you and let you know all the things that you'll need to start pulling together. But it's a pretty easy process. So just take the action, 248-305-9911, to reach out to Steve, Rich, and the whole team at RW Paul and Associates. We'll be right back with more after this.
Keep listening to The Rich Paul Show for more guidance through the complex financial world.
Cruising down the home stretch this week, going to wrap up with an email question. As we tend to do on the program, this is the Rich Paul Show you're listening to. And if you'd like to submit your own email question, go to rwpaul.com. That is rwpaul.com, and you can send a question into the show. We ask them, or we take them from time to time, I should say. So feel free to do so, or just call with your questions and get on the calendar and talk specifically face-to-face, one-on-one with the team at RW Paul & Associates at 248-305-9911. No cost or obligation to do so. So call or text 248-305-9911. All right, Heidi and Fenton, if you're out there, here is your email from this past week. She says, guys, I plan to retire this year, and I'm suddenly overwhelmed with the sheer number of decisions that I need to make in the next few months for retirement. I didn't realize there were quite so many questions. What are some of the most important issues I should focus on first?
Okay, well, Heidi, I'm just going to say, hopefully you're listening if you're tuned in. Basically, there's a lot of questions to answer here, because you're looking to create an income now that you're retiring to replace that paycheck you've been earning, and that involves putting a plan together. And some of the fundamental things we're going to look at is, you know, how long are we planning for? You know, are you 60 in great health? And so that might mean that we're looking at 35 to 40 years if we think you could be living to 100, or and you feel that way. We generally like to plan to at least 95 anymore, medical technology getting better and everything else. So that takes care of the longevity part of it. What about the, you know, how do we allocate the portfolio? How much risk are we going to be taking? And there's so many other questions that we want to answer in terms of your, do you have a pension? Are we taking a lump sum, or are you going to create the income stream? Is that going to be incorporated into the plan? Is legacy important to you? Because if it is, then maybe taking the lump sum is more important to you. Do you have a 401k? What's the balance of that? How does that integrate with your other guaranteed income streams, your pension, Social Security? So it's really all about creating a financial plan.
I see the word overwhelmed in your question. And to be honest, most people are when they come to see us, because this is very difficult to understand. I remember back when I was in college, one of the professors said to me, oh, all you are future financial planners here in my finance class. You're going to be selling investments that everyone needs, but nobody understands. And it's kind of true. It really is. And that's why we built this process, because this can't be done in one meeting. You would leave with your head spinning if we sat you down, looked at what you needed, and then said, here's the portfolio for you, and threw it at you. You'd be so confused. You'd leave with your head spinning. It's a process. And start to finish, our process is typically around 5-6 meetings. And I know nobody wants to do that. This is boring to a lot of people. I've had this profession compared to these meetings, compared to going to the dentist, so many times I can't even count now. nobody actually wants to do this.
It's like going to the dentist without Novocaine.
Yeah, it's so necessary.
It's not that bad.
And to have these meetings, I mean, we're talking 4, 5, 6 meetings where we're slowly building the plan with you. So you understand, so you're not overwhelmed. You understand why each manager is in the portfolio, why each investment is in the portfolio, what it's going to do for you in a down year, what it's going to do for you in an up year, when you're going to start Social Security, when you're going to start the pension if you have one, how that plays in, how we're going to do the tax planning, how we're going to do the estate planning. There's so many different variables that we're touching on. Loss of income, if something should happen to your spouse, how are you going to regenerate the lost income? What does that look like? Long-term care. There's so many different things that we're going over. It's a process. It's not anything that you can do in one meeting. So we've built this process so our clients aren't overwhelmed going through it. And we encourage anyone who's approaching or now in retirement to come in and start the process with us.
Absolutely.
Well said. Yep. Absolutely, I think you can wrap it up for us here.
I wrap it up right there. Yeah. That's right to the point, Heidi. Yeah, there is a lot of decisions to make for sure. And it does overwhelm people. So, you know, have the conversations, do some of the things you need to do. Hopefully those couple of nuggets there will help you out. But if you want to have a chat, and if you're not working with an advisor, or even if you are and you want a second opinion, just reach out to the guys at 248-305-9911. There's no cost or obligation to do so. And sometimes a second opinion can be a really good thing. We would do that for our health. We certainly can do that for our wealth as well. So 248-305-9911. Call or text today to get started with your complete planning review with the team from RW Paul & Associates. As always, thanks for your time here on the program. We appreciate everybody tuning in to The Rich Paul Show. For Steve and Rich, I'm Mark Killian. We'll talk to you next time. Stay safe and sane, folks. We'll see you later.
The Show has been brought to you by Richard W. Paul and Associates.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only and shall in no way be construed as a solicitation to sell securities or investment advisory services to residents of any state other than Michigan. Topics should be discussed with your individual advisor prior to implementation. Investment advisory services offered through Richard W. Paul and Associates, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance services offered through Midwest Financial Consultants, Inc.